China has proposed new rules for gene editing and other high-risk biomedical technologies. The proposals come 3 months after a Chinese researcher was widely criticized after claiming he had created the world's first genetically edited babies. A draft of the measures was published this week on the website of China's National Health Commission. The new rules would cover gene editing, stem cell experiments, and biological products created for the human body, the Chinese government-supported Global Times newspaper reported. Future projects considered high risk would have to be approved and managed by health department officials from the State Council, China's national cabinet, the report said. Biomedical research projects considered to have small or medium risk would be managed by local health departments, it added. The new rules would also require research experiments to pass academic and ethical examinations, the Global Times reported. Violations of the rules would result in punishment for medical organizations or individuals, the draft proposal said. Punishments could include large fines or a ban on future research. Individuals could also face criminal prosecution. These rules come after Chinese researcher He Jianque reported last November that he had helped make the world's first genetically edited babies. He said he had edited, meaning changed, the genetic material of 2 human embryos. The embryos developed into twin girls, who were born. He Jianque said he had performed the gene editing to help protect the babies from infection with HIV, the virus responsible for the disease AIDS. He said the process had worked safely, and the 2 girls were as healthy as any other babies. His claims were quickly condemned by members of the world scientific community, who denounced them as irresponsible. The Chinese government ordered a halt to the work soon after news media reported on the experiment. This kind of gene editing is banned in the United States and many other countries. Such changes to a person's DNA can pass to future generations and risks harming other genes. The researcher's employer, Southern University of Science and Technology of China, said it did not know about his activities. China's Ministry of Science and Technology called the experiment unacceptable. He Jianque spoke to a reporter with the Associated Press the month before his project was made public. At the time, he said he believed gene editing of human embryos resulting in live births was legal in China. The country had no law specifically banning it. But China's official Xinhua news agency reported last month He Jianque had broken national guidelines and would be punished for any legal violations. Xinhua did not specify which laws were violated, but noted he had created a false ethical examination. Along with the twins, another embryo, yet to be born, reportedly resulted from He Jianque's experiment. All 3 are to remain under medical observation with regular visits from government health department officials, Xinhua reported. I'm Brian Lin.